The voice of the UK. This is Five Live.
Nihal Arthur-Nayaka. Listen live, on digital, online, smart speaker, or the BBC Sounds app.
Now in Five Live Sport from 7 tonight, Kelly Cates presents the day's sports news and looks back at last week's BBC Green Sports Awards. There you go. Now, let us talk more about the speech given by the Labour leader, Sir Keir Starmer, just about an hour and a half ago it started. Of course, it began with a protester coming on stage and throwing glitter over the Labour leader. He was then, of course, bundled off stage. And Sir Keir Starmer spoke for an hour. The thought that I want you to share with me is simply, how do you feel after hearing that speech? Are you, as some people texted in saying, well, you're going to pay for it? Or are you of, no, this talks about hope and renewal and, you know, building new homes. You know, that's what this country needs. Let's get some reaction. 08085, there you go, 909693. You think I know that number off by heart by now. You can text also 85058 and get in contact with us. Jonathan is in West Sussex. Good afternoon, Jonathan.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon to you.
What did you make of the speech, Jonathan?
Well, I think, firstly, I mean, when that idiot protester ran on, I thought, where's John Prescott when you need him? We could have done with a bit of better security, to be fair. But I always generally watch Keir Starmer's speeches slightly hiding behind the cushion. He doesn't seem the most assured orator, really. You know, he's certainly confident and, you know, has a lot of experience, but it always feels like he's only one or two sentences or jokes away from fluffing it. Actually, I thought this was a real barnstormer. I think he did really, really well. I watched the whole thing from start to finish. It at points had the hairs on the back of my neck standing up when he was listing what's wrong with this country, what's gone wrong over the last 13 or 14 years, and how joined up thinking really will put things right. And by that, I mean, you know, putting the NHS, social care, housing, work, infrastructure projects all in together. You know, this has been something that seems to have been missing over the last years, more than a decade. And it was really refreshing to hear. I thought it had real vision and purpose to it.
Are you someone that will vote not along party lines, but based on manifestos?
Yes, I suppose I am. I mean, I think as you age a bit, you tend to sort of get a little bit set in your ways. And certainly, though, when Corbyn came along a few years ago, that changed my thinking on the Labour Party and how I vote. But actually, you know, Keir Starmer seemed to be a leader in waiting without wanting to be too presumptuous. He delivered it well. Well thought out. He can't go into all of the nitty-gritty about how he's going to fund things and everything. He doesn't know, you know, what the state of the economy is going to be, as your previous caller said, you know, how it's going to be left by the Conservative government, or even when. You know, we could have an you know, election in a few months, we could have one in 14 months. So, you know, I wasn't expecting too much detail. The flesh on the bone can come later. But, you know, I'm in the housing industry, and to hear talk not just of building piecemeal houses, but 1.5 million over 5 years. Even that only just about keeps up with demand, you know, even not quite possibly. But rather than, again, doing it, you know, here, there and everywhere, piecemeal style, putting those houses into, you know, new towns, you know, the likes of Milton Keynes or Crawley, or garden towns, and, you know, well thought out with infrastructure, doctors, services, jobs, things that people need.
But we don't have the doctors, do we? That's the problem. We don't have the teachers. We don't have the people. You can build as many new towns as you want, but sadly, we don't have the people that could run that GP surgery, do we?
Well, it's very true. I mean, we may not have enough builders, to be fair.
Well,
I mean,
quite.
Obviously, after Brexit, you know, we're a little bit short in that department as well. But to be honest, I felt that I could put my faith in them to actually deliver what they were saying. And yes, that is a problem, shortage of doctors and so on. But pay them properly and they will come, you know. So, you know, it's a long-term ambition, this is something that they're not even talking about doing in one term,
so which
is pretty unusual.
Okay, so would you be then, if you we want more teachers, we want to pay them more, right? So they work, they do a brilliant job, teachers, as do doctors. That's, of course, have to be paid through taxation, presumably, or would it have to be through savings? And if it's through taxation, would you be willing to pay more tax?
Well, I mean, taxes are at a 70-year high as we speak,
yes,
and services are crumbling, and that has to do with waste and mismanagement. So he was right, I think, to talk about reforming the NHS, and he knew it wouldn't be popular with many core Labour voters, but he was brave enough to come out and say it.
It's a fairly meaningless phrase, though, Jonathan, isn't it? Reforming the NHS. It is a huge, unwieldy organisation. How do you do it? Because reform the NHS, more police. Who wants less police? Who wants less teachers? You know, we all want more of that. Every party wants more of that.
Well, it's not proof of the pudding, really.
Well, quite.
I mean, we had 45,000 less police. Well, the Tory party added a number of police and made a big song and dance about it. And actually, it was just getting us back to where we started. So it's not going to be easy. There may well be more taxation. But actually, when you start building infrastructure projects, business becomes confident again. Homes are being built. People can live near where they work. Commuting costs are down and that kind of thing. You can also grow your way out of these problems as well. So it isn't just about taxing. If it was only about tax, with taxes as they are at the moment, we'd all be living in a utopia. And we're certainly not.
No, we certainly are not. Jonathan in West Sussex. Good to speak to you, Jonathan.